Chapter 44.1 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. In the past 2 days, Shu Mei and Shu Yu were punished for reciting men's training in the tent. Du Xian was also lazy, and took this opportunity to stay in the tent and did not go out to socialize. After all, it was very tiring and annoying to always meet with those lords and listen to them say that they must hurry up and have a daughter, otherwise their wife would marry someone else. There was no servant or concubines other than him, and the frequency of sex between them was not low, so why was there no movement at all? Du Xian couldn't help stroking his lower abdomen. It had only been 2 months, so there was no hurry. It depended on fate. There are 4 lines of men, one saying, Fuda, and the other saying, Fu Yan, so you don't have to make excuses. Du Xian nodded. Shu Yu can recite it very well. Shu Mei, it's your turn. Shu Mei had a bitter face. Brother-in-law, can I not recite it? Du Xian, okay. Shu Mei was instantly surprised. Really? It's okay with me. Brother-in-law loves you, and you can get away with it, but don't think I'll help you cheat you sister. Brother-in-law, you hate it. Shu Mei said in a coquetry, reluctantly picked it up and recited it. Shu Mei didn't know what was in his mind, and suddenly asked, Brother-in-law, I heard that you have read all the books, right? There are so many books in the world, who can say they have read them all? Du Xian replied with a smile, holding a teacup in his hand. Brother-in-law, what books have you read? Shu Yu also looked at Du Xian seriously, as if he was very interested in this topic. Shu Mei and Shu Yu adored Du Xian. The moment Du Xian married into the Zhenbian family, he was uniquely loved by his wife and the elders treated him well. After Du Xian married Shu Ting, all those rumors about him ceased, and all Shu Mei and Shu Yu could hear was praise of Du Xian's talent and skill. They both felt that it was because Du Xian was so good and so outstanding that their sister loved him so much. So they were curious about Du Xian's most famous talent. Shu Mei told Shu Yu more than once that it would be great if he could find a wife like his sister, like Du Xian. Has my brother-in-law read books that only women are allowed to read? Although Shu Mei and Shu Yu were born in the royal family, the Shu family was not a scholarly family, but a general family. They didn't pay much attention to the education of men's talents, as long as they were proficient in literature and men's training. Their fathers were not from a family like Han Ji, nor from a royal family like Du Xian's father, so of course they couldn't give them a good education. Du Xian laughed, and explained gently, "There is no book in this world that only women are allowed to read. As long as it is a book, anyone who knows how to read can read it and learn from the book." The sage said, "Think twice before you act," which is also taught in the book. Have you ever thought about the consequences when you rush to ride a horse by yourself, huh? The two immediately bowed their heads and admitted their mistakes, but after a while, Shu Mei refuted, "That's not true, like, men's training, book is only for men." "Nonsense, your sister has read it." Shu Mei and Shu Yu felt unbelievable, "How is it possible? What did my sister say when she read it? She said it was a bunch of nonsense, it doesn't make sense." Du Qiyin laughed. It was 2 days after the wedding, when Du Xian was finishing the dowry, he sorted out the books in the box, among which, books such as, Men's Training, and, Husband Virtue, were naturally included. When Shu Ting saw it, she picked it up and flipped through it, and then threw it directly into the bottom of the box, indicating that the book was not written correctly, so that Du Xian would not have to follow it in the future. Shu Mei and Shu Jing had the expression of brother-in-law, "You must be like us. Poetry and calligraphy are easy. If you want to learn, I can also teach you." Naturally, marrying into a small family did not require a man to be talented, but those aristocratic families have very high requirements for their son-in-law. Du Xian liked them both and didn't mind caring for them a little more. Shu Yu's eyes immediately lit up and he said, "Is what brother-in-law said is true?" Du Xian tilted his head and joked, "I can teach you now." Shu Mei was elated, "Then you don't need to memorize the men's training." Du Xian, "Shu Yu doesn't need to recite it anymore, you still have to recite it. Where did you recite it just now?" Shu Mei, "Brother-in-law,